Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great Father we serve. Hallelujah. We serve the Lord God Almighty in the heavens, Almighty in the earth. No God can compare to how great our God is. He is our Lord and our Shepherd, the King of Kings, the Almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to Him. He is Jehovah Elohim, our strong creator. You know He created the sun, the moon, the stars. He created a whole garden, and then He blew His breath into us, and we're living today. In the name of Jesus, we were in His plans from the foundation of the earth. He included us in His plans. What a mighty God He is. He has given us life, abundant life. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Heal our land, oh God. This is the land that we live in, the land where our children, our grandchildren, our relatives live, oh God. In the name of Jesus, cleanse and heal our land of the coronavirus, oh God. Heal our land of sickness and diseases, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, heal us. In the name of Jesus, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, heal us, oh God. Total healing, total cleansing. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. You are God. You are Lord. You are the shepherd that we need in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank You. We ask You to forgive us, oh God. Forgive us for presumptuous sins. When we presume the wrong thing, You said, think on these things. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of a good report, think on those things that are true and just and lovely and holy. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank You for forgiving us when we think on other things, when we think on what the devil wants us to think on. Forgive us, oh, God. With our minds, heal us, oh, God. When the enemy come in like a flood, I thank You that You choose to raise the standard for us, oh, God. You want us to live holy. You are holy, so Father, help us to live holy like You. Oh, yeah, mighty like You. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to do those things that You're calling us to do in this hour. So we give You all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, and the thanksgiving. Woo! We thank You, Jesus. 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 Lord, we can't thank You enough. We can't thank You enough. We owe You thanks. Oh, God, we owe You more thanks, more gratitude. Lord, you gifted 10 of them, 10 of them with gifts, but only one came back. Let us not be guilty, oh, God, of withholding thanksgiving from You. We say thank You, Lord God. Thank You, Father, for life, for abundant life. Thank You for strength. Thank You for what You're doing, healing us, oh God. You are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. You are Jehovah Ra, our shepherd. Yeah, You watch over us. You order our steps on a daily basis. And we say, thank You, Lord God. We appreciate You, Father. We are so grateful to You, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, we just thank You for the Wednesday midweek Bible study. And, Lord, we repent for the times when we don't do the Bible study. You said study daily to show ourselves pleasing to You. Forgive us when we don't study like we should. Forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, when we don't seek Your faithful counsel. We try to do everything ourselves. We try, you know, in our own strength, and we get worn out, and we wonder why we're tired, why we're weary, why we can't move on, why we can't go forward, because we're trusting in our own strength instead of in Your strength. And, Lord, sometimes we don't lean to You. We lean to our own understanding, and we don't think right because we're not leaning to You. We're not trusting You in every way. So forgive us, Lord. Create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for Wednesday midweek Bible study. We love you. We are grateful that the Most High God sent you our way today. We are so thankful. I'm going to ask you to put your phones on mute. I unmuted the line. And, when we start to participate, please unmute your line. Every little sound come through, you know, when you're doing stuff in, you know, over the phone, we can hear it. So it's not to make you, you know, feel like we don't want you on here. We do. We love you. So I say welcome again. Thank God for you, for your family. And you know what? We got to continually worship God. You know, even the angels bow down and worship him. We got to worship him. You know, we pray, we intercede, we fast, but do we worship him? That's a part of, you know, living for God is worshiping him. Not just in the church and we go and hold our hands up and we pray with the praise team and we worship. No, but I'm guilty of not worshiping him like I should. Getting down, bowing down. I know some of us, you know, we may have knee problems, whatever, but we can sit in a chair and we can just bow down before him. We can say, Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus. We can say, Abba, Father. We can bow down and worship him. We can bow down and praise him. We can bow down and say, Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can say, Father, we need you in this hour. Father, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we are grateful to you, Most High. We give you praise and glory. We give you thanks, O God. You are an awesome King. You are mighty God. Yeah, we know by experience that there's no God great like you. So we thank you today for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We bless your name. We just praise you, Lord God. You're an honorable Father. And we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord God. We can't thank you enough, Lord. We can't thank you enough. We owe you much thanks, much praise, much honor. Oh, yeah, we owe you all our very lives. You came to earth and you laid down your life for us. And we say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't know what's happening. Hallelujah. Some people came on and I don't know, they must have got knocked off. But anyway, they'll be right back on. So Esther is on with us today. I thank God for Esther Collins. It's praise time. So I'm going to call on Esther to sing a mighty song to the Lord today. Esther, good afternoon. What are you going to sing, Esther? She's from New Orleans area.
Good afternoon. I'm going to sing I Feel Like Praising Him.
Amen. Yes.
I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. If you don't want to praise him, don't hinder me. If you don't want to praise him, don't hinder me. Praise him in the morning. Praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. You ought to praise the Lord while you have a chance. You ought to praise the Lord while you have a chance. Praise him in the morning. Praise him all day long. I feel like praising, praising him. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like praising, praising him. I feel like praising, praising him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him all day long. I feel like praising, praising him.
Amen. Yep, we feel like praising him. And I remember this woman of God, she used to say, what time is a good time to praise the Lord? When you feel like it. And even when you don't feel like it, you got to praise him anyway. So someday, you know, we may not feel like praising, but we got to praise him when we feel like it and praise him when we don't. So I thank God for each of you all this afternoon. I thank God for the Lord sending you. I'm sorry, someone saying something to me. I couldn't understand you. Hello? Okay. All righty. Well, I thank God for you all this afternoon. I thank God for what he's doing in each one of us, because you know he's doing great things. I thank God for, you know, life, abundant life and strength.
My God.
So I thank the Lord. Well, Minister Lanny is on with us. I apologize. You know, I send out about 50 texts every time I'm having a radio program. And sometimes in the middle of sending a text, somebody called me and knocked the text out. So forgive me if you got knocked off, but usually we're coming on. So just check with us and, you know, we're coming. We'll be on. So I apologize if I didn't send you a text today. I'm so sorry. We have Minister Lanny McBride on with us from Jackson, Mississippi. Good afternoon, Sister McBride. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you and everyone else?
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you.
Great.
Amen.
What are you going to sing today?
All right. There's a scripture in Isaiah, and there's a scripture in Psalms that will marry. And the first part says, "He'll know that I'm God." And the second part says, "What he will do as a result of being sealed." Be still and know I am your God. Be still and know I am your God. Be still and know I am your God, I. Oh, I'm in control. I'm in control. You can. Be still and know I am your God. Be still and know I am your God. Be still and know high. Oh, I'm in control. You can trust me, child. I'm in control. I will exalt every valley. Mountains and hills may low. The crooked shall be made straight. Proclaim the faith. I will exalt every valley, mountains and hills may go. The crooked shall be made straight. Rough place display. You can be still and know I am your God, your God. I'm in control. I'm in control. No matter what you see, no matter what you feel, no matter what you hear, I'm in control. I am the final authority, and I'm in control. I'm in control.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. Be still and know that He is our God. He's in control. He's the ruler of our nation. Don't matter who's in the Capitol, the White House, don't matter. God is still in control. Yep. We'd be worried about, oh, Lord, what about this? Oh, Lord, what about that? Doesn't matter. God is in control. He's still our God. We got to be still and wait on Him. He knows it. We got to praise Him when we feel like it, praise Him when we don't. Well, we have Sister Vivian on with us, Vivian Collins from Marrero. We're going to ask her if she would sing a song for us. Good evening, good afternoon, Sister Vivian Collins. How you doing?
I'm great. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm just doing great. Hallelujah.
Amen. What do you want to sing today?
He's all I need. Praise
Amen.
God.
Great.
He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. Jesus, He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. Jesus, He answers prayer. He is my God. He is my God. my God. He is my God. Jesus, He is my God. He makes a way. He makes a way. Jesus, He makes a way. He makes a way. He makes a way. Jesus, He makes a way.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Yep, He's all we need. He makes a way for us. We got to be still and know that He's God. Trust in Him. Don't lean to our own understanding. And praise Him when we feel like it. Praise Him when we don't feel like it. We got to praise Him all the time. Continuous praise. You know, we don't know how, you know, how many times God has saved us from destruction. How many times He's kept us from being sick from a virus. Could have been right near us or you know, many people are in the hospital. But we got to praise Him and thank Him for what He's doing. He's done so many great things for us. So I'm so grateful. Oh, I am so grateful. Minister Lanny,
ma'am.
Could you pray for our families today? And when you pray for our families, would you include baby Chloe, baby Zoe, CJ, and another person? Someone asked me to pray for her every day. Sister Pam Baker.
Okay. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, our hearts are full as we celebrate our presence, your presence with us. We have honored God that you show up when we call, you answer prayer, God. And your word says that even before we speak, you already answer. And while we yet speak, if you answer. You hear us. So, God, the names that have been called, CJ, Chloe, Zoe, Pam, Walker, we lift them up to you, Father, because we know that you're already a healer and you're already present. We just agree with your will and your way. We pray to establish what you've already ordained. Your word and your will and your way tells us what we can expect from you. So we come in the name of Jesus, taking authority from the enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we come to celebrate you, God, because you are God that's full of grace and mercy. And you say that you give us life and that much more abundantly. So we pray abundant life over these persons that we've just called, over the babies, over the children, CJ, as he continues to walk in healing, in his healing, and Zoe and Chloe, Pam, whatever the special needs may be, you already know, because before we speak it, you know it. And you're already answering, God, according to your will. We celebrate your will, God, because we know your way is perfect. And we honor you, Father, for being a loving God, for being a compassionate God. We can never express how our hearts are full to just anticipate your presence and your glory with them now. We ask, God, that you would just enter the space where they are now in angelic, through you sent your word and heal them, but through angelic presence. However you want to do it, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, and we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that they can sense you in the place. They can sense you in the room, in their heart, mind, spirit, soul, and body. Lord, over them, God, in the name of Jesus, as only you can. We come because we have nowhere else to go. There is no hope except through you. There is no deliverance. There's no healing except through the mighty name of Jesus. And it's in that name we come. We love you, Lord. And we establish that you're working on them right now to establish your will, your word, and your way. We thank you for their healing, their wholeness. And we appreciate you, God, for your grace and mercy and compassion that you're showing even right now. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. I thank God for the the little ones, you know, the little ones, they need a lot of prayer, especially baby Chloe and baby Zoe. They had liver transplants recently, so keep them in your daily prayers. If you don't mind, we appreciate it. Sometimes we don't know what other people are going through. You know, it may look one way, but it may be another way. So we just have to keep praying for each other. Pray for the children, mm-hmm. the elderly, everybody, the homeless, the sick, everybody. Pray, pray, pray. You know, we could pray, oh, my God, and never run out of things to pray for. People say, oh, well, I don't have nothing. Oh, yes, Lord, we got an endless list to pray for. So we got to pray constantly without ceasing. I thank God for you all. Well, it's affirmation time. Sister Esther and I are going to do the affirmations. I'm going to do the affirmations, and she's going to do the scriptures. So I thank God for you all. You all going to repeat after me. You know, affirmations are good. We really need to affirm the word, affirm the word of God. A lot of times we affirm what's happening. But I read this book one time. It's called What You Say Is What You Get. So if you say, oh, my toe, oh, this toe about to fall off, you better cancel it. You know, sometimes we confess the wrong thing. We got to watch what we confess, watch what come up out of our mouth, and we got to watch what we say every day because, you know, sometimes we confess the wrong thing. So affirmations are confessions of the word. What we say is what we get. You keep on saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this here. I'm going to do it. Oh, yeah, you're going to get that too. So confess the word of God, not what you see or what you think. Confess God's word. All right. So right now, repeat after me. I have peace.
I have peace.
I have,
peace.
I serve God.
I serve God.
Who is a peacemaker?
Who is the peacemaker?
All right. Esther?
From the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is set on you because he trusts in you. Amen.
Amen. All right. Repeat after me. Excuse me. I have joy.
I have joy.
Thank you, Lord, for joy.
Thank you, Lord, for joy.
Thank you, Lord, for joy.
All right, Esther.
From the book of Psalms, chapter 16, verse 11. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me. I have gratitude.
I have gratitude.
I am thankful for you, O Lord.
I am thankful for you, O Lord.
You are my strength.
You are my strength.
Esther? From the book of Psalms, chapter 136, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me.
Amen.
I have great love. From Father God.
From Father God.
Esther?
From the book of John, chapter 15, verse 12. Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me. God guides me daily.
God guides me daily.
Esther?
From the book of Psalms, chapter 25, verse 9. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, it's homework time, homework time. So if you did your homework, you can state your name and begin to do your questions. Homework time. Who's ready for homework? Hello? Anybody did their homework today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I need to hear your name and that you're ready.
Yes, ma'am. Sister Vivian.
All right. You ready? Go ahead.
Okay. Who did Sarah blame for her wrong?
All right, remember you got to give the scripture where it's found. We're in Genesis chapter 16 and 17. So where is that found?
You got to... Genesis chapter 17, verse 12.
Repeat the question again.
No, I'm wrong. Who did Sarah blame for her wrong? Genesis 16 and 5.
Genesis 16 and 5, okay. Yeah. Anybody want to answer? State your name to give the answer, please.
Selma. In birth side, she blamed Abraham.
All right. She blamed her husband, yeah. Thank
you. Her husband.
All right. Yeah, question number two. Vivian?
How many times did God say, I will, in chapter 17, Genesis 17, chapter 17, starting at 12?
Verse 12 through what?
12 through 21.
All right. So how many times did God say, I will?
Yes.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Okay. How many times did God say, I will, in Genesis chapter 17, starting at verse 12 through 21?
I see it in Genesis 17, verses 6, I will, 7, I will, 8, I will, but I don't see it in 12. I mean, I may be wrong, but I don't see it in 12.
All right, well, go drop down then to 16.
I see 16.
16.
All right.
It's got it in 20, 21.
All right, so in verse 6, 7, verse 5, 6, 7, and what else? You said 16.
2, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, can you give us the answer? I'm sorry, it's taking kind of a long time. We need to move on. Can you give us the answer?
Okay.
How many times did he say, I will?
12.
He said it 12 times, I will?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, what's your next question? You're doing good. Thank you.
Okay. What did Abraham, what did God give Abraham authority to do in Genesis 17 and 6?
Genesis 17 and 6, what did God give Abraham authority to do?
Yeah.
What
did he say he would? He said he. What would he make them?
Okay, what's the question?
They would be fruitful. He told them that he would, what he would do to for them. That he would make them fruitful, and he would make them make nations of you, and kings shall come out of you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. What's the next question?
What was the covenant did God make with Abraham in 17 and 9?
What covenant did God make? 17 and 9.
With Abraham.
Okay.
Yeah. Want me to read it?
Well, he said he should keep his covenant, but I don't see what covenant he made with him.
That he shall circumcise every man.
Wait, that's 17 and 9?
Well, it goes on down through there, but that he was circumcised, the answer would be that he was circumcised every man in his house.
Okay, thank you. What's the next question?
What was both of the children named?
What children?
The children of Abraham, the bondswoman and his wife.
Okay, what was his children's name? Anybody want to answer that? What was Abraham's children's name?
This Talana, it was Ishmael and Isaac.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Well,
all right. And you got one more question? Thank you. Is that the last question, or you have one more, Sister Vivian?
I think that was the last one.
Oh, okay. All right. Next, state your name. Sister Thelma, did you say you were ready?
Yes, I have my five, yes.
Okay.
I have all 10 of them.
Okay, remember we said, but it's okay, go ahead. We only do five. We're only going to do five, but go ahead. It's great you did 10.
But you told us to do 10. You said
no.
16 and 7.
I think she changed
but
she changed it to five.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Someone asked me 10, and I said, no, let's not do 10, let's do five. But I apologize. But look, we're going to do these same chapters next week, so you have your five already done. Good. All right. Thank you, Sister Thelma. What's your first question?
My first question is in Genesis 16 and 1, what was the name of Hagar? What was the name of Sarah's maiden?
All right. So you gave us the answer. Good.
Sure,
Hagar. So go to number 2. That's good. Thank you.
Number 2. How many years did Abraham and Sarah dwell in the land of Canaan before Sarah gave her husband to Hagar? How many years did they dwell there? It's in verse 3.
Genesis 16 or 17?
It's Genesis 16 and verse 3, I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Sister Vivian, 10 years. I started to write that same one.
Yes, that's it. Okay, the next question is, did Sarah deal with her maiden good or bad? In Genesis 16 and verse 4, verse 6, did she deal with her good or bad?
Sister Lena, she dealt with her bad. She despised her. Verse 4.
Yes, that's it.
All right.
Okay. Number 5 is, where did the angel of the Lord find Hagar after she ran away? It's in Genesis verse 5, and I think that's verse 7. And verse 7, the answer is in there, Genesis 16.
16?
Yes.
16 what verse?
Verse 7. I think that's the verse.
Okay, read it again. Read the question again.
Okay. Wait a minute, I changed the page.
You said, where did the angel of the Lord
yeah,
find?
Yeah, where did the angel of the Lord find Hagar? After she ran away.
Okay. State your name and the answer, please.
This is Sister Annette, and the Message Bible says that the angel of God found her beside a spring in the desert. It was a spring on the road to Shur.
Yes.
All right. Is that all, Sister Thelma?
Yes, that's all five of them.
All right. Thank you so much. Who's next? State your name and your question. You guys are doing great with the questions. Thank God. All right. Who's next?
Hi. This is Talana,
okay.
And I actually, I guess since I missed, I still had some questions from 15, but I'll just do a few of the ones that I have from 16 and 17.
Okay.
It says, what was the well called where Hagar was? What
right,
was
you got to give
well?
The scripture.
I want to say it's in 16... It's Genesis 16. Oh, I didn't write it down.
Oh, yeah. We got to
oh,
get the 16, so 16
14. It's Genesis 16, 14.
Right. Okay. Genesis 16, Sister, 14.
Sister Vivian, it was called Berlaharoha.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
And the other one was in Genesis 17:7. It says, Abraham laughed and fell on his what when God said he was going to bear a son.
Praise God.
Abraham laughed and fell on his what when God said that he was going to bear a son.
Just the lady fell on his face.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm. And this is a two-part question. It says in Genesis 17 as well, did God establish a covenant with Ishmael and Isaac?
All right, where is it found?
That's a yes or no. This is in 17, 19, and 20, Genesis 17, 19, and 20. And my question again is, did God establish a covenant with Ishmael and Isaac? And then I'll give you the other part to the question once you answer. That's a yes or a no.
Sister Lady, no, he did not.
Okay, and who did he establish his covenant with?
Isaac.
And did he
That's
say to 19. Ishmael? And what did he say to Ishmael?
He said to Ishmael that I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make you fruitful, multiply you exceedingly. 12 princes will come out of you, and I will make of him. I will make of you a great nation.
Amen.
But my covenant will I accept it with Isaac, not you.
That's right. I'm completed.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Homework. Got your five questions ready with your scriptures.
Sister Laney.
Okay, Sister
Lane. We have a lot of the same ones, but
what did
the angel of the Lord advise Hagar? What did the angel of the Lord advise Hagar to do after she ran away? What did the angel advise her to do?
What's the scripture?
The scripture's 16:8.
Genesis 16:8. Okay. Hello,
everybody. Oh, Sister Vivian. All right, Sister Vivian. She told her to go and get out of her house.
No. What did the angel of the Lord say to Hagar when she was out? She had already ran away. So what did the angel say, advise Hagar to do after she had ran away?
In verse 8.
In verse 8, what did the angel tell her after she had ran away?
To flee from the face of her mistress.
No, she. He told her to go.
The angel told her to return back unto her mistress.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I wrote it in layman's terms, go back and take the abuse. Because God go back and
God
take
had
the
a
abuse.
Plan, yeah.
He had a plan.
All right, next question.
Number 5, what prophetic word did the angel give to Hagar that may have influenced her to go back? It's in verse
what
9.
Part, what scripture?
It's really in verse a little bit of 9.
16?
I'm sorry, 16, 9. 10 and a little 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What prophetic word did the angel give to Hagar that may have influenced her to go back?
This is Talana. This is Talana.
Go ahead. Two people can answer.
I'll let my sister go ahead.
Praise God, Talana. He said, this is the Message Bible. I'm going to give you a big family, children past counting. From this pregnancy, you'll get a son. Name him Ishmael, for God heard you. God answered you. He will be a bucking bronco of a man, a real fighter, fighting and being fought, always stirring up trouble, always at odds with his family.
That's it. That's it. In verse 17 and 1, what did God say to Abram when he was 90 years old? What was his words to Abram when he was 90? It's in verse 17, 1.
Sister Selma, God said unto Abram, he said, I am the Almighty God. He said, walk before me, and thy shall be perfect.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Why did God change Abram's name to Abraham? Why did he do that? It's in verse 5.
Where is it from?
Verse 5.
17, 5. Yeah, I got to give this.
I'm sorry. 17:5. Why did God change Abram's name to Abraham in verse 17:5? Yes, ma'am.
Because he said he would be the father of many nations and he would make him the father of many nations.
That's it. That's it.
Amen.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the last one? You have one more.
As part of the covenant agreement, with what did God demand that he do with all male children? Verse 10.
17:10. Y'all got to get the whole scripture. 17:10. All right, hold on 1 second, please. Someone is washing dishes or doing something in the kitchen. Would you put your phone on mute? Because I have all the lines open so people can respond. We appreciate your help. Thank you. All right, repeat that again, Sister Lane. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. As part of the covenant agreement that God had with Abraham, what did he tell him that he had to do with all male children? Verse 17:10.
This is Sister Catherine. Every male child had to be circumcised.
Thank you, Sister Catherine.
All right.
Thank you, Sister Laney. Who's next? Homework. 5 questions and answers. Anybody else did their homework? All right. Well, I thank God for those who did their homework. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you for a special blessing for those who completed their homework, that listened and followed instructions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, bless them and their families in a very special way, and we appreciate you, Lord God. All right, so homework for next week. We can start it on today. Read Genesis chapter 16 and 17 and write five more different kinds of questions. 16 and 17, write five more different kinds of questions. Now, also remember we're to pray for each other every day. Pray for our country, the leaders of our country, and the leaders of our churches every day. Don't forget that part. Anybody need me to repeat the homework? Okay, you got it down pat. Good. All right, Bible facts. Get your Bibles ready. We are on Bible facts. You can turn to table of contents. Table of contents. First Bible fact. From the book of the Pentateuch, where is this scripture found? While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. Where is that scripture found?
Sister Thelma, in Genesis 8:22.
Good job, Sister Thelma. Amen. Genesis 8:22. All right, from the books of Torah. Who can tell me, what's the books of Pentateuch? What are the books? Somebody's still doing something in the background back there. Would you please, just for me, put the phone on me, please? I can hear the noise. Somebody's shuffling papers, or I don't know what you're doing, but it's coming through on the phone. So if you could put your phone on mute, appreciate you. Oh, that's much better. Thank you. All right, what are the books of Pentateuch? Who can name them? State your name and name them.
Sister Nat.
Sister Selma.
All right, all three of you, go right ahead. Go ahead. Name them.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Good job. Okay, good job. What are the books of Torah?
Same book.
Hello?
Same book.
The books of Torah are the same books. Remember the Pentateuch, the Torah? Yeah, and what's the other name for these books?
The books of law.
The books of law. So it has three names. Books of Pentateuch, books of Torah, books of law. Thank you. All right, question number two. The books of Torah. From the books of Torah, whose sons were these? Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And where is it found?
Okay. This is Talana. The sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, was Noah's son, but I'm not sure if it's Genesis 3 or 5.
Who knows where it's found? Neither one. Where is it? Who knows where it's found? Come on. Good try, Talana. You got the names right.
This is Thelma in Genesis 9. I say 18.
Good job, Sister Thelma. Go ahead now. You got a good one. Go ahead, y'all. We learn from each other, y'all. We learn from each other. So don't feel bad. If you ain't got it, we learn from each other. Question number three. From the books of law, who said this to God, and where is the scripture found? Am I my brother's keeper? Who said that to God, and where is it found? From the books of the law. Who said this to God? And where is the scripture about? Am I my brother's keeper? Yes. Go ahead. Yes. State your name and the answer. But you got to get a scripture, sister girl. You be cheating on me. Everybody know Cain said it. Well, I want to know where it's found. Come on, y'all. Genesis what?
4.
Yeah, right. It is
Genesis
4.
Genesis 4 and 1 or something.
Genesis 4. Look it up. Look it up. Don't be trying to guess and get your Bibles ready. Come on. This is Bible facts. You got to get your Bibles out. Come on.
Sister Thelma, is Genesis 4 and 9.
4 and 9. Yeah, I tell you what. She's searching that Bible out. Thank you, Sister Thelma. All right. If I was giving out $1 million, she'd get it today. All right. Next question. In the book of the Pentateuch, listen carefully. In the book of the Pentateuch, whose son was the keeper of the sheep? Where is the scripture found? Whose son was the keeper of the sheep? What was his name?
David.
Oh, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. We Bible scholars. Come on, y'all. Whose son was the keeper of the sheep? Where is the scripture found? And what was his name? Look it up. Don't be giving me half of it, Tamana. Give me a whole. Whose son was the keeper of the sheep? Where is it found? And what's his name?
So are you speaking of Genesis 4 and 2? Was it Abel? Because I'm working.
Hallelujah. Go right ahead. She's trying to steal your money, sister. Sister Calvin, she's trying to take care of your business. Who is it?
I
that
know
was the
I,
answer.
I'm giving him two for that million.
What's his name? What's his name?
It was David the shepherd boy, but I don't remember.
It wasn't David.
It was Abel, wasn't it?
Keeper of the sheep.
Huh?
Yes.
Wasn't it Abel?
Yes.
I want to know what was his father's name?
Sister Vivian.
Father Adam.
Yeah, and yes.
Abel.
And Abel. What is his father? Are you right?
Oh, you did ask that question. That's a trick question. The keeper of the sheep was Abel, but the father's name was Adam.
Yeah.
Adam. You got it? All right. So, Sister Salva, she's on you to get that mic.
You said
right,
listen
question
number. You did.
Here we go. You're doing good. All right. In the book of poetry, who can name the books in poetry? Come on, y'all. No, this is review from way back. Come on. In the books of poetry, who can tell me what the books of poetry are? Name of them.
Sister Lady.
The sister
in
Job,
go ahead.
Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon.
Amen. All right, so here's the question. In which of the books of poetry is the scripture found? Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. Where is it? I need the book, chapter, and verse.
Sister Selva, Proverbs 22:6.
Oh, yeah, she got a million. There you go. Go ahead, Sister Selva. She's been studying the scriptures. Go ahead. All right.
22:6.
That's it. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child. All right, this is the next question. How many books of the Bible in the Old Testament? How many books of the Bible are there in the Old Testament?
Sister Laney, 39.
39, good job. So how many in the whole Bible? You can tell me that.
It's Talana, 66.
All right. Okay, good job. So how many in the New Testament?
29. Talana.
You're close, but you ain't got
20.
It. Not quite.
They almost 39.
39 in the old. How many in the new?
27.
Y'all got to add it to track. 39, 27, 66.
Yes.
Okay. All right, y'all doing good. Okay, how many Gospels are there, and name them? How many Gospels are there, and name them?
Four.
Praise God, Sister Vivian, then. Four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, let's see. Next question. How many major prophets are there? And name them. How many major prophets? And name them for me.
Well, this is Kalana.
It's
five of them. Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and I've never really known that Lamentation was a prophet because the same person wrote that, isn't that correct?
Yes, ma'am. And Lamentation. It does have him down. You're correct.
And Lamentation.
You know. All right. Good job. All right, that's it for the Bible facts. Now, you still need your Bible because we're going to do scripture search. So you're going to need your Bible. All right? Get your Bibles ready. Now, here's what we do when you do scripture search. Don't say, I got it. I want you to say, when I say scripture search, you state your name and read it. Don't say, I got it. I found it. Nope. I'm going to give the scripture. You find it and read it. All right? Now, look here. Don't let Sister Talon, don't let Sister Thelma take y'all the whole million. All right. Here we go. Y'all ready? Get your Bible ready. Get your Bible in your hand. First scripture, 1 Timothy 5:8.
This is Talana. 1 Timothy 5:8 says,
somebody else, she don't want to read it, y'all. She's trying to
but
look for why she's doing that.
Sister Vivian is here.
But if any provider. Y'all forgot the rules. You got to find the scripture and read it. Don't give me all that. Go ahead, read it.
1 Timothy 5:8, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
All right. Hallelujah. Okay, I got you. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt this time. All right, close your Bible. Don't cheat. Close your Bible. You ready for the next one? 2 Corinthians 4:16. First one, find it, read it. Don't be stalling while you're trying to find it. Come on, y'all. Don't cheat. 2 Corinthians 4:16. 2 Corinthians 4:16.
Sister Vivian, for which cause we think not, but through our onward man perish. Yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Good job. All right. She's coming in on the money. Excellent. All right. Close your Bibles. Next scripture. This is the last one for this week. Scripture search. Y'all got to know how to find these scriptures, y'all. You know what? If you were going to law school, I bet you know how to find whatever you needed out the book. If you were a physician, you better know how to find what you need to heal somebody, help somebody heal. So we got to know the word. We say we word people, we children of God. We got to know the word. Come on, y'all. All right, here you go. Deuteronomy 32:7. Deuteronomy 32:7. You state your name and find it. Read it. I'm sorry.
Deuteronomy 32:7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee.
Amen. Awesome. All right. Now, I want to read something to you, and a question's going to come out of it. So you close your eyes and listen. Listen, listen, listen. Abraham was 100 years old when he birthed Isaac. How old was Abraham when he birthed Ishmael? Anybody know? How old was Abraham when he birthed Ishmael?
Sister Annette, was he 86 years old?
Yes.
You're right.
86.
Oh,
good job.
Good.
Why? Here's the question. Why do you think Abraham was surprised a 100-year-old man could father a son? Why do you think Abraham was surprised a 100-year-old man could father a son? Why do you think, or a child? Why do you think he was surprised?
Sister Selma, I think he was surprised because he says he considered the deadness of his body.
All right, we're gonna keep moving on that. Anybody else have another answer? I mean, I'm searching for the answer. I was searching for it. Anybody else?
Well, this Kalana.
Remember,
because he said, huh?
Go ahead. What you think?
Is it because he considered himself to be old and stripping in years?
Okay. All right. Both of you have you know, answers. Okay. Remember, Genesis 5:25. Methuselah was 187 years old when he fathered Lamech. He was 782 years old when he birthed other sons and daughters. Lamech was 182 years old when he fathered Noah. Lamech was 595 when he had other children, sons and daughters. Noah was 500 years old when he fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Genesis 6:3, God said, "My spirit will not remain with mankind forever because he is corrupt. There will be 120 years. Abram was chosen by God, but he didn't know God. Now, he didn't know God previously. He didn't know God previously. God just spoke to him and said, "Listen, I want you to go to leave your father's house, and don't take nobody with you. Don't take your relatives with you." That's what he told him. So Abraham didn't know Noah. He didn't know Lamech. He didn't know Adam. He didn't know Eve. He didn't know any of those. So he had no background of who God was and what God had done and how God had fathered children through these old, old people. So he didn't know. All right, moving right along. The message title is, Does God Need Us to Help Him? Does God need our help? Do he need us to help him in anything? Whenever we try to help God with things he promised to us or anything, we mess up. God doesn't need us to carry out his promises. God is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. He's almighty. God is so powerful. He created the heavens, the earth, the whole garden, and everything in it that we need. The sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the animals, Adam and Eve, you and me. 6 days he created them. So you can see that he can do everything without our help. He didn't wake us up. He didn't say, "Talana, come over here and help me put the moon in the sky. Sister Thelma, I need help putting the sun up there." He didn't say, "Sister Annette, listen, I need you to get the grass to grow." He didn't say, "Sister Catherine, could you please help me to manifest all these stars?" He didn't say none of that. He didn't say, I need your help to get the stars in the sky. He didn't call on nothing. He didn't tell us nothing that he needed our help. He didn't say, "Look here, Sister Lane, would you please blow your breath in Adam?" He didn't tell us to help him. He I need some women over here for when Sarah, you know, when Sarah gonna give birth. I need some women. No, he didn't say none of that. So he don't need our help. He's almighty, right? So
yes.
Sarah, you know, Sarah assumed, I believe she assumed that God needed her help. She was Abraham's wife, and she assumed that God needed her to help. Since, you know, the promise wasn't coming that quick. It wasn't coming quick enough for her. So she said, okay, Abraham. Now, look, how many of us do that? We ask somebody to do something, and then when they do it, we blame them. Well, you know you shouldn't have done that, Sister Thelma. Yeah, but Sister G, you asked me to do it. Yeah, but you can listen to me. That's what Sarah did to Abraham. She said, go over there and sleep with. Somebody got some kind of paper going in the background. Y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Put your phone on mute, please. So she said, Abraham, I want you to have sex with my handmaid, Hagar. I think God need our help, so we're going to help it. Now, how many women do that? You presume all these things. You assume, oh, yeah, I'm assuming Sister G, she going to need us to do the lesson today. So you come on with your lesson. She need help. So I said, well, God already gave me the lesson. I know, but I just wanted to help you.
Praise God. Thank you.
So God don't need our help. So many of God's chosen people make mistakes, but God rectified it. You know, he corrected that mistake that Sarah made.
Yeah.
And he do the same thing for us. I'm telling you, he knew we were going to make mistakes. He said, nobody don't know their errors, so we got to repent of our errors. We got to say, Lord, I know I made some errors, but please help me, Lord. So, you know, Sarah made all of those mistakes. That wasn't the only one. She laughed. Remember she laughed? when God said, you're going to have a baby? She laughed. She didn't even believe God. God does not make mistakes. He, even when you're not, you know, recently I read about a woman. She was like 70-something years old, had a baby. So, I mean, you know, in India somewhere, we can't help God. So, you know, we got to just wait on God. Sometimes God gives us a vision, and we have to trust him. He teaches us to trust him while we're waiting. Habakkuk 2:2 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time in the future. Time, you know, it's not going to rush. It hurries towards the goal of the fulfillment. It won't fail. Even though it delays, it looks like it delays, we have to wait patiently because it will certainly come. It will not delay. When God promises something, it's going to happen, but we have to wait for it to happen. Not in our time, but in God's time. Isaiah 40:31. But they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Lamentations 3:25. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Don't lean to our own understanding about what we think. We got to ask God, Lord, I know you promised me this. I was 20. And now I'm 80, and I ain't got the promise yet. When is it coming? So, you know, we still got to wait on God. I'll give you an example. I was 16 when I got saved. And then I said, oh, Lord, you got to save my whole family. My sister, my father, my mother, they're not saved. So it wasn't until I was in my 40s. Now, God saved everybody in my family but my brother. When I was 40, he saved my brother. He had saved my mother, my dad, and my sister. But it wasn't until I was 40 years old, 40-something years old, that he saved my brother. I almost forgot about the promise. But he kept his promise. In all our ways, acknowledge God, and he will make the path straight. Isaiah 40:31. When we wait for God for the promise, he renews our strength. He will bring us higher in him. We will grow spiritually. We won't get discouraged. We can run the race. We won't quit. We will keep moving forward and trusting in God. So we can't lean to our own understanding. We can't just say, well, Lord, I've been waiting too long. I'm going to make it happen today, Lord. You promised me when I was 10 years old that this was going to happen. It ain't happened yet, so I'm 15 now, and it ain't happened, so I'm going to help you, Lord. But, no, we don't have to help him. So it will happen. God is not slow concerning promises. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with us, not waiting, not wanting any of us to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. God is waiting for us, one, to grow up, to mature, to trust in him. Who can name something that you waited on God? Just do it quickly, briefly. Name something you waited a long time for God to do, and he finally did it. You go like, wow. But it's not because he's waiting on himself. He's waiting on us to get in place so the promise can come. You know, if he gave you a Bentley when you were 15, you would probably tear it up. So you had to mature. So who's ready? State your name and tell us what God, you know, promised you and it came forth. Did y'all go to sleep? Hello, anybody on there?
Yeah,
we're here. Anybody, can you think of something that God promised you and it came forth? I know he promised me healing one time. And oh, my God, I was so sick almost unto death. I was reading the word, studying the word. I could hardly hold my head up off the pillow. I was so sick. But I tell you, God healed me. I thank God. I was sick for over a year. Some people have been sick longer than that, but he still healed them.
Amen.
If nobody don't want to share today, we'll keep right on moving.
I had an experience with my mother. My mother had Alzheimer's, and I was getting ready to travel, and I was walking out of the door from her bedroom. She also had crippled arthritis and could not walk. Her arms were beginning to fetal into her body. And as I was walking out the door, I didn't say it out loud. I just taught it to my spirit. I told God I sure would love to hear my mother call my name, and she did.
Wow.
She didn't speak. She had had multiple strokes, and she would make sounds, and every now and then a few words. But what I thought to God, I would love to hear her call my name, and she said, Lady. And I left a happy girl.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, this is Sister Catherine. This just seems so small and insignificant, but it was so big to me. I bike with my daughter and a child on my block to school, and there's a little boy that I encourage to be on time to school at the crosswalk, and I promise him a little treat each day. It's a little Twix bar, and it's just a little thing between he and I to encourage him. And I forgot last Friday. I forgot the little bar, and I was like, "Oh God, I just wish I could. I wish I could find someone that had something." And on my way from dropping the kids and coming to meet him, I saw a wrapper on the ground, and I was like, "Oh man, let me just get this wrapper up." I picked it up. It was the exact Twix bar that I give to him, completely intact. And I go across the street. I give him his Twix bar. He's all excited. And I was just so overwhelmed. I was like, my goodness, thank you, Lord, for even the smallest things like that, that you could supply something so small because you knew it meant so much to me and what I was doing to encourage him in his life.
Amen. That's awesome. Anybody else? Thank you all for sharing. That was a big thing. That wasn't a little thing. Anybody else? All right. Well, we're going to close out in prayer in just a few minutes. So I thank God for you all every week. You know, I pray for you all often. And sometimes the Lord puts certain people in my spirit. He'll have me to call them and pray for them or, you know, send you a text or whatever. But I thank God for you all. You all really encourage me. Sometimes I'm like, Lord, am I doing the right thing? What am I going to teach the Bible study today? Or what am I going to? And sometimes, you know, I'm sitting at the table eating and he'll give me a word or he'll give me a scripture or he'll put you in my spirit. And I'm like, and I'll be praying for you. I said, Lord, I appreciate them so much. I really, if you all are encouraged, you all don't know how much you encourage me. I don't really have words to tell you, but you encourage me so much. And I thank God for you. So I'm going to ask somebody, Sister Catherine, would you like to pray today?
I would love to.
All right. Can you say a prayer for our nation? Just a quick prayer, a brief prayer, but not right now. Hold up. I'm going to call you back.
Sure.
Call back. I'm going to come back in a minute.
Yeah. Okay.
Sister Talana, could you pray for Jacksonville? Jacksonville belonged to Jesus. Can you pray for our city of Jacksonville? And Sister Thelma, could you pray for the leaders of our nation? Leaders of our nation. And I'm going to ask Sister Nett, you still there? Sister Nett? All right.
Yes,
there,
I'm here.
May have, be on. Okay.
Yes,
Sister
I'm
Nett,
here.
Can you pray for, the leaders of our churches? Can you pray for the leaders of our churches? All right, so I'm going to start with Sister Nett. Make, you know, just kind of hit the target and move on because it's almost time to close out. So I'm going to start with Sister Nett. Then Sister Thelma is going to pray for, who did I tell you, leaders of a nation?
The nation, yes.
Okay. And Talana is going to pray for Jacksonville and Sister Catherine for our nation. I'm going to start with Sister Nett. Go ahead, Sister Nett.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. We love you, Lord God, and we thank you that you first loved us. And so we thank you that you love us with an everlasting love. And, Lord God, as we come today and pray for the leaders of our church, Lord, you see the times. You see what's going on in the world. And, oh, God, we ask you to let your mercy and grace abound toward the leaders of the church. Lord, we ask you to bless them, Father. We ask you, Lord God, to renew their strength, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in these trying times of COVID, Lord God, and most churches are not in progress and so much is going on. But, God, we pray that the time that you've set us aside for this quarantine and isolation, that, God, that the leaders would use this time, that they would let the time serve them, Lord God, that they would seek your face as never before, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that if there's anything in their lives that doesn't line up with your word, God, that you cleanse them, oh God, from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for a fresh anointing upon them, God. Fill them with your precious Holy Ghost, even the more to overflow. Give them wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment, and revelation of your word in a greater way. And, oh, God, Father,
as the church, as far as I'm concerned, is a type of hospital, be it a regular hospital, acute care, be it rehab, be it long-term acute care. God, whatever kind of hospital, Father, the church is to heal people. Lord God, we pray that it would rise up. And, Father, even with your house being the storehouse, God, you said bring into my house and we'd have a storehouse. And, God, I pray that the church would rise up, God, and that the leaders would rise up to a greater capacity in you, Lord God. And, Father, we pray that the churches would be a place where the love of God would be shed abroad in the heart of the pastor as well as the members, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So we cover them with the blood of Jesus right now. We speak mm-hmm. life over them, Father. Spare their lives, oh God. Don't let any hurt, harm, or danger come to them or those that concern them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Sister Thelma.
Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father God, for who you are, because you are the creator God. You created every man, all mankind, and Father, you know each individual that is in leadership, and Father, we just thank you because you are God, and you know each individual. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask as each individual stands in their position, God, that they will be filled with the knowledge, wisdom, and above all things, understanding. And we pray, God, that you are their Father and that they are saved through you, Father God, and that they have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying while they're in their position, God. Because we need leaders that know you and the pardon of their sins, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We need leaders, God, that have an ear to hear you, Father, so that they would do the right thing and obey everything you say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will take their stand on your holy word, Father God. And we just thank you, God, for the great and mighty work you're doing in each individual life. We thank you, God, for who you are, because you are God all by yourself. You are all-knowing, all-seeing, and all-hearing, God. And, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for their salvation. We thank you for their family members. We thank you, God, that every day they go home to their family, that their mind will be right, God, and that they will have good thoughts, God, and that they will be blessed with you. In Jesus' name, we call it done by faith. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Sister Lana, can you pray for Jacksonville?
And, Daddy, we just come to you in the humblest way that we know how, lifting up Jacksonville, Florida. As my sister said, that Jacksonville is for Jesus. And, Lord, I was looking at the map, and I see, as I've heard so many times, that Florida was in the shape of a pistol. And so, Lord, Jacksonville is right at the hammer. So since Jacksonville is right at the hammer, Lord God, we prophesy over Jacksonville, Lord God, that it will be the center foundation where laws that are biblical, laws that are sound, laws that are doctrine, Lord God, will fire and shoot forth that others may follow, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that our leaders, Lord God, will take on that position, Lord God, of doing the things that are moral and decent and in order, that, Lord God, they will walk in the fear of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And as a result, Lord God, Jacksonville will be so blessed. Lord God, we will be blessed coming in and blessed coming out. Lord God, people will begin to not only just want to dwell here and come here, Lord God, but they'll know without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord God Almighty is our God, that we are a city that's set on a hill, and we shall not be hid in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, that even our leaders, Lord God, will begin to be leaders that, Lord God, will take care of each and every family, Lord God, in their positions, whether they're in the state, local, federal government, whatever it is, Lord God, they will uphold their positions with a high standard, and that standard is you, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Sister Catherine, could you pray for our nation?
Yes.
thank you, Father God, that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Lord. And despite the outcome of the election that we are all awaiting, Father God, we just pray that we would put our trust in you and know that as the very elect, that we should not be afraid because you are the first and the last, and we must put our trust in you. We thank you, Father God, for our nation, that whoever is elected, that we would know what it is to put the party of the Almighty first and make you first and foremost in our lives, Lord. We pray, Father God, for revival in our hearts and in our churches, oh Father. We pray, oh Father, that the saints would be an example to all the world who are crying out, who are hurting, who are frightened and uncertain. And the time is ripe, Lord, for us to be light in a dark world. I thank you so much, O Lord, for your word that was mentioned earlier today in Isaiah 40, O God, Isaiah 40, 31, Lord. But those who wait on the Lord, Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And may we, O Father, not tire of doing your good will, O Lord, in these days. We pray for our nation and our leaders, O God, and help us, O Father, to remember that we are all important, God, and that we are all bricks in the wall, O Father, and we all matter. And it is important, Father God, to remember, Lord, that just as in your word in Revelation, Lord, talks about all nations, all tribes, all peoples and tongues, we'll stand before your throne and before the Lamb, Lord. And if we are diverse before you in heaven, Lord, we must learn how to stop being divided here on earth. Show us, Lord, how to work together, how to come together as a church, as a people, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Guide us and keep us, Lord, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Sister Lainey, can you close us out today? I love each one of you all. She's going to close us out. Thank you.
Yes, I want, Sister G, if you'd help me, let me allow, I have a young man that's what we call in the natural between a rock and a hard place. He was preparing for dialysis and had a heart attack, and now they're trying to decide how to get him to have the dialysis treatment, which he needs. Immediately without him being a danger because his heart is weakened. His name is Eric Warren. God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Eric right now, and we lift up, God, your own agenda for his life. We know, Father, that you know the end from the beginning. You're Alpha and Omega. We know you're a miracle-working God. We know you're a healing God. And we know all things are possible, God. We trust your will, and we trust your way, and we pray, God, for your will to heal him, that to strengthen him. His mother is here from Utah to encourage him here in Mississippi to help him make medical decisions. We thank you, Father, that you're still working miracles. And it looks like he could use a miracle right about now. They could use a miracle. The nation, the believers, the people who love him and know him, we pray, God, not only for him, but all those family members who are going through COVID experiences with people they love, missing loved ones as they prepare to celebrate Thanksgiving, the missing persons at the table. God, we pray that you will strengthen their hearts and remind them how God you are, how you are still a loving Father, and what we trust you for what you allow, but we ask, Father, for the grace of your mercy right now, God. Hallelujah. We know there is grace in your mercy. We ask, God, for just to heal the land, heal our hearts, God, in Jesus' name. We know, God, you can regulate mind and you can fix our heart. Those who are suffering because of what they think the election is going to be, and they think they may lose something, they may lose their mind, they may lose their livelihood. God, we pray for peace, and we pray for their heart. Send ministry, God. Father, we would love to see the world know that the miracles that we are seeking for and praying for now, nobody can do it but you. We need a miracle, God. So goes America, so goes the world, because we're the leader of the free cut of the world. So, God, we pray that you will bless America. We pray, God, you will bless her people. We pray, God, you will bless her leadership. And we thank you, God, that you're using us to just petition you right now and ask for the grace of these things. We know all things are possible because you are God. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, every accursed thing that the enemy has tried to find through our lives, we take authority over it in the name of Jesus. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Weapons formed, but they don't win because you are our mighty God, our Jehovah Sabaoth. You fight our battles to victory under the blood of Jesus. We love you and we bless you. God, we thank you for all the women on the line. We thank you, if there be men, Brother Brian and others. And we so thank you for Sister G, her heart, to you use her to create this opportunity. We can be in your presence right now. So, God, we pray that you will strengthen her from the top of her head, from the sole of her feet, from the inside out. Meet every need by Christ Jesus, those she's spoken and those that are unspoken that you know she desires. How we love you, Lord, and we love one another. And we're privileged and honored that we can have this opportunity to be together and celebrate you, our loving God, our loving Father, and our elder brother who is even right now at the right hand of the Father interceding for us. We love you in Jesus' name, and we release ourselves into your care under the power of your word. We receive our peace and our covering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you all.
Amen.
Do your homework. I'll talk to you all tomorrow or the next day. The next day. Love y'all. Have a God.
Right,
love
you. Love y'all.
Bye. Well, everybody be blessed. Thank
bless.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.